Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with our Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can now enter in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, to join in on the show today. And you can find the chat room at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. And boy, I tell ya, is it difficult running an alternative media show or any kind of website that bases around this type of information? The answer is most definitely yes. Is it easy to keep it going forever and maintain it in lieu of more, shall we say, old-fashioned types of work? No, it is not. At least not in the stage of growth anyway. I mean, there's a lot of truth of websites out there. I mean, people just don't put the time necessary it takes to go in and build everything that you really need to base your kind of media influence on. You know, it has to be interactive. You have to really, I mean, every single email we get, we respond to. Every YouTube comment I get, I respond to. You know why? Because it's the most important thing you can do in order to attract more listeners, more hits to your website, etc. The fact that you get to meet some of the most interesting people on earth who are going through very similar times as you and often reveal really incredible information that I'd not been exposed to previously and made me think about things that hadn't occurred to me, that's just a byproduct of trying to go out and get more traffic to the site to support the show. Isn't that interesting? How going out, meeting interesting people, and just talking to them about all the stuff that they talk about, whatever it may be, is beneficial to you. And I believe that this is not true only in the radio show website sense of the word. I would probably wager that it's important in all aspects of your life to go out and meet people all the time. After all, sometimes you get laden down with toxic individuals who don't take you anywhere and just drag you down with them. And they're not very convenient at all. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show without Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Some of you are asking questions about why it's without Will. Will's unfortunately had a power cut and won't be joining us today. And I'll keep you updated on the situation. It's nothing serious kind of thing. You just kind of can't get online. In other news, though, if you go to guerrillamedia.co.nz, we've been posting some, fairly informative, I should say, even if I do say so myself, articles. Now, a lot of the news that's been coming out these days has been about Japan, the earthquake, the nuclear reactors, and how we're all going to die. And that may well be true. Hey, but it's all good, you know. It's not the first apocalypse humanity suffered, is it? Certainly won't be the last. Like, you know, well, I hope not. What I'm more concerned about is the, you know how during particular events, you know, like major earthquakes or major storms, disasters, things like that, notice how there's often quite a lot of suspicious activity of emergency response personnel. You know, like in Katrina, it's kind of suspicious how everybody took days and days and days to get to those people in the air and the big dome thingy. And in Christchurch, incidentally, there was just happened to be 1,000 troops there doing drills about emergencies. Even on 9/11, they were doing drills about hijacking. On 7/7, they were doing drills about terrorist bombs exploding in underground tunnels. Now, the coincidences keep piling up. So what's the point here? What are we talking about? When it comes to the Japan quake, don't watch what the media is telling you. Just watch what's happening. I think it was the USS Ronald Reagan, I believe is the name of the ship. US, rather large ship. I believe, you know, quite a few people on board. Soon as that nuclear radiation plant, you can call them a plant, kind of suggests organic to me, but it's no, it's not. As soon as that thing blew up, in huge spectacle, of course, with pieces raining down everywhere, that ship GTF out of there. Now, for those who don't know what GTF means, it's a little text thing, you know. Have you ever told somebody to get the F out of there? That's what GTF means. And that's exactly what they did. Because they're not stupid. Or rather, they're not ill-informed. This is probably something that everybody should really be cognizant of. However, what's conveniently happening in the background, whilst all this is soaking up all the media time, is new police state measures. Mm-hmm. Stronger methods of gun control coming out of the Barack H.O. Barry administration, apparently. Gun control laws and things like that. They understand, perhaps, it's theoretical on my part, that the public is starting to get a little bit worried about the possibility of widespread nuclear contamination of the food supply, air supply, and water supply throughout a large chunk of the world. Perhaps they're worried that people might realize this is now a possibility. Almost certainty, if you want to get complexity on it. But let's keep it simple. It's pretty deadly, you know, at the very, very least, this type of thing. So one should pay fair heed. However, bear in mind that most of the time when big events happen, whether they're planned staged, on purpose, or not, they will always be used as a smokescreen to shovel other things through. Always. And that's a nuclear smokescreen? Oh, mate, imagine what you could get away with. Imagine. Just now, posted this morning on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the S&S bill is like the Patriot Act on steroids. The S&S bill is basically the New Zealand version of the, it's called the Search and Surveillance Bill. It would allow 70 government agencies to plant surveillance cameras in a person's home for up to 3 days without a warrant, and this completely undermines the methods of rationale of probable cause and due process. And that's just for one. And just remember, it's a multi-headed monster we're looking at here. Just think about, for a moment, if you will, the sacredness of legislation. Something which had to be backed up. Something which had to be thought and fought for, sometimes with blood, to solidify people's rights and to ensure their so-called God-given free will. Now imagine the callous nature of a person who would see something with such sacred value as merely a piece of paper. Something that they could wipe themselves with after they'd done crapping on the country. You know, and something tells me, in fact, everything tells me, that that's precisely what our Prime Minister John Key is doing to this country. It's precisely the gangster-in-chief Barack H.O. Barry, Pimp Daddy Long-Legged. Long-Legged Pimp Daddy, sorry. Get it through your heads, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that the world is not as it seems. The people who you see on television are the puppets of gangsters. They're gangster puppets. Oh, yeah. And they've got lots of bling, too. Incidentally, speaking of G's, I awoke this morning to find a message from G. Edward Griffin. What fine G he is, and hopefully maybe even next week we'll have him on the show. Isn't that great? G. Edward Griffin on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And there's a reason why this is of particular importance to me. It's because my father, he married a lovely woman named Gail, and she and I had a conversation one night. And the subject of natural health alternatives, you know, my dad just died of cancer recently. Some of you might remember, to cure cancer. Things like that. And incidentally, she had read G. Edward Griffin's book, The World Without Cancer. So I thought, what a funny connection. Isn't that funny? You have good people everywhere. They're disguised as assholes. and vice versa. Assholes, you know, described by politicians. it's essentially that. Whatever their problem is, it's simply not a good idea to listen to them. I wonder, right, is their programming actually sophisticated enough to work in perpetual harmony with human consciousness? All right, now that's a long sentence. Basically, it means, will they be able to keep brainwashing us forever and us not wake up to it? And the answer is no. You know, and I know that because there are people out there who aren't brainwashed. So if one person can do it, another person can do it. 100th monkey syndrome. There was a study conducted with a whole bunch of monkeys, apparently. And one of them managed to figure out how to crack a particular type of nut or they learned how to do something with some description of tool. And after he taught around about 100 other monkeys, that were in his kind of social group, and they all kind of then just sort of knew it, right? After about 100 of them had been taught, even monkeys on the other side of the world started to use this exact same method. You know, very interesting. And I find that might even be a phenomenon that happens in human culture as well. We have reports of people who come up with the exact same invention at the exact same time on opposite sides of the world without knowing each other or even plowing into similar research material. Freaky, man. This happened to Freeman and Michael Tesarian. They both came up with an idea that, and this is real far out, all right? If you want to hear some real freaky stuff, man, you got to go for Freeman. He's like one of the world's renowned experts on the occult and all the mystery religions and all this stuff that the elite are into, bro. It's effing funny. And probably the most scariest stuff you'll ever see in your entire life, which will give you nightmares until the day you die. But yeah, essentially what I wanted to kind of say is that when people come up with these similar ideas, it reminds me of just how strong the connection is between all of us. Doesn't matter the distance. We all just kind of can feel it in some way, shape, or form. Some have a higher sense of this perception and some others, and, you know, some say it doesn't even exist at all and say it's all quackery and what have you. You know, the conspiracy deniers. Yeah, right? There's no such thing. It's any kind of energy flowing through the brain and out of the head. No. But you know, think about like news headlines. You kind of wonder, is this kind of playing a psyop on me? Is this playing on my fears? Is this trying to deliberately tug on my heartstrings so that I might feel something and therefore be more likely to read it? You know, obviously, that's what they teach in marketing schools these days, isn't it? How to manipulate people and get them to want what you got. Hey, imagine... You'd imagine the society that would look pretty raw, come to think of it. It would look pretty raw if the only thing that it really cared about was screwing each other over and enriching themselves. Oh, wait, we've already got that. Oh, the reality. It's not funny, though. Honestly, man, reality is no wonder people try to escape it, I always say. But, of course, you can change reality. Each and every day, each and every minute that you breathe, you can change what you're doing, how you're thinking, what you're talking about, what you're thinking about. And most importantly, I think you're talking about thinking and talking. When you're having conversations with people, particularly arguments, have you ever noticed that point in the argument where you notice yourself, instead of actually explaining what your point of view is and what information you've got, you instead tell the other person what they think about and what they've said and what their motives are, okay? Now, I noticed this phenomenon yesterday when I was talking to a guy named Brent. I hope he's listening. And it struck a chord in me. That's why we don't all get along. Because we stop explaining ourselves and we start trying to explain others for them. Now, that's a ridiculous burden, man. Seriously, any idea how frustrated you'd get if you had to, like, deduce what everybody else is up to all the time in any given conversation? Yeah, that's very, very difficult, I think. I'd prefer the kind of conversations where both of you are incredibly honest and talking about what your thoughts are, what your views are, and then the person responding to those thoughts and views in themselves. Okay? Total. Right? It's like one person sending out sound waves, the other person sending out sound waves, and somewhere in the middle, this little energy ball of learning starts to grow. And you start to figure other people out much faster when they're very, very honest with you, when they're very, very open with you. And I don't know, maybe is that what everybody's really looking for? Is somebody who's honest, open, loving, and caring? Hey, you could do worse. So what's all this banter about money and how difficult life is? Mate, if you've got somebody who really loves you and cares about you, hey, none of that matters because you can get through any storm. All types of weather. Somewhat fabulous executive producer, Mr. Mitch Santel, always says that there's only one ship, the most important ship in your life is called a relationship. And it's better to build your own boat than move the chairs around on the Titanic. Sounds about right. Now you need to step into that hole plating as one. You know, I mean, you can step into the darkness together for all you care. And you can have this kind of relationship with very good friends as well. Don't ever underestimate just how important other people are to you, because they will save your freaking life. And in fact, they probably already are. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show with Our Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check out our archives and join us in the chat room there. And I was wondering, how long has it been since we had a break? It seems like quite a while. That time has seemed to stretch. We'll be right back.
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
And welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, writers and critics across the land. Don't criticize what you can't understand, the immortal words of Bob Dylan. It's important to make a distinction between criminal activity and simple dissenting views of what the legal system labels as the quote-unquote status quo. To spy on peaceful protesters, for example, is essentially implementing a punishment in itself. Who wouldn't feel violated by a government agent breaking into their home and spying on them, their friends, or their families? I mean, we have procedures which show a person is likely a threat to the public that are involved in producing warrants, which do make some distinctions. Otherwise, could the same model as proposed in the Search and Surveillance Bill or the Patriot Act not be used against, say, a Republican or Labour or ACT MP who's dissenting against the views of our current government? Number two on the list of things that this SNS bill does, I mean, this is just great. I love this. Internet service providers will be forced into acting as judge, jury and executioner in effect over people's activities. If they do not enforce such provisions, then they could face liability actions from a court. ISPs are the pipe, not the sensor. Since when are networking technicians trained in legal and ethical code? I mean, moral reasons aside, it's entirely inappropriate to expect internet service providers to act as nannies over what their clients view in their own homes. And as most people should know, that this network of control on the internet has been in place for a very long time, and even over local broadcasts and everything like that, the emergency signal testing in the United States, so they can just seize control of all the country's TV sets. You know? This kind of stuff is just police state. It's Nazi Germany type stuff, man. There's cameras on every corner. What do you expect is going to happen? Government's going to draft more legislation, and by that time that you've been accustomed to all these terrible police state measures that they've put up in the first frickin' place, they'll grow you accustomed to even worse ones. Gradually, slowly but surely, we'll be in a terrible dictatorship, the kind of which the world has never seen. A technocracy. With those with the guns and all the fabulous technology that they got, they'll just keep you in line. Surveil you, track and trace everything that you do, everywhere you go, every thought you have in your brain. They even got brain scanners that can tell your thoughts now. Isn't that neat? They got these naked body scanners that they're putting on through all the airports, even in New Zealand now. Isn't that neat? All right? It's happening everywhere, man. How many people actually think that the rest of the world doesn't exist? Doesn't affect you at all? Everything does. Some small way, shape, or form, because the entire world is now connected. Information highways, partnership agreements, trade, all of these things have brought us closer together. For better or for worse, who knows? You be the judge. But the fact of the matter is, nobody is looking at transparency, at human rights, at any point in this occasion. They're not. You never hear people decrying the government for screwing over the people. No. It's the only people that have the credibility to say that kind of thing are in the government and can't say it because they'll lose their careers. Oh, the cover-up. It's hilarious. Number three on the list. It would deny people the right to not incriminate or to remain silent. First off, would it be better for one guilty of a crime to lie rather than remain silent, only to be disproven later in court? Second, this exploits people who are not astute with the legal system. An example is the Miranda versus State of Arizona case in the US that upheld the Fifth Amendment, which protects against self-incrimination and to have an attorney. Otherwise, a suspect could be coerced into misrepresentation, false confession, etc., without the ability to properly explain themselves in a legal context. Number four, it would force journalists to reveal their sources. This is very dangerous to free speech, as many sources depend on their career, for example, to sustain themselves. When there is corruption happening, one would think a respectable legal system would welcome a tip-off that could lead to an investigation of any list of serious offences. In order to make enlightened decisions based on reality, we need access to credible information. And I'm not 100% sure if this show qualifies. Nah, I'm just kidding. We're absolutely incredible. In the broad sense, any time authority gets both expanded and centralized, history shows it greenlights the abuse of those powers. This is fundamental human nature to always push for more influence, more knowledge, more power, more wealth. The list goes on. At a certain point, boundaries need to be in place to act as ethical barriers. If we are to have equality and justice in society, any history book is packed with examples of these principles. The Search and Surveillance Bill, sadly, has commonalities with the US Patriot Act. Finding new examples of how it has been abused is not hard to find. In fact, it's hard to actually find a place where the Patriot Act has been used lovingly. Yeah. And that was written by a gentleman named Chris. Not sure if he wants to be identified, but it's up on guerrillamedia.co.nz for your viewing pleasure. Because I really, really, really don't want to live in a police state. You know, I don't want people with cameras planted in my house watching everything I do. You know, I mean, you know, for all I know, they could be here anyway. So, you know, it's problematic. It's automatic. Yeah. Hey, well, police state's coming on like grease lightning. No, seriously, though, she's not letting up, is she? Every year it gets worse. Every year. And every election, the politicians campaign on a platform of change. Oh, God. It's so awful. You actually have people who will really just get angry and even come near to spit on you if you question the political establishment and the fact that both sides are working towards the same end, and it's our end. Oh. You know, I talked to somebody the other day who says completely uninterested in history. You know, uninterested in history. And it's like, well, why? History is absolutely fascinating. If you're interested in the present, you should be interested in history, because everything that's going on today happened back then as well. You know, why do you think the Bible's so accurate? Because it's just telling the same story as everybody else experiences anyway. You know, I mean, it's like a cut and paste job. Oh, mate. It's so terrible. So terrible. Where's all the thought gone out of our society? Hey, hey, I mean, well, hey, was it even there to begin with? Was it? I wonder. Because right now, there seems to be a hell of a lot more fear going on through everybody's mindsets, and a heck of a lot of, oh, please help me because I can't help myself. Oh, everything's such a big freaking disaster and I can't do anything about it and I need a handout and this, that, and the other. You know, but it's just kind of been, you know, they're like pussy whipped. It's funny, man. The whole world is like completely and totally whipped. Limp wristed. Weak at the knees. Incapable of thought. Uncapable of thinking in order to save themselves. Even if it's being choked from a paper bag. Hey, wait a second, just rip a hole through it, you know. And for some reason, a lot of people see this as a bad thing. You know, humanity's real dumbed down, and we've all been poisoned. We're all getting cancer like this never before. All the media is corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. You know, and they see that as fear mongering. I just think it's freaking hilarious. Because after all, who have we got to blame but ourselves? You know, because if you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, if you want to have a look at why your society is so effed up, you need only look in a mirror. You know, we've all been culpable in going along with all of this. Every scumbag that's ever lived is just dying to get his hands on our soul, or our money, or our country, or something. You know, that's what really ticks people off, and in my opinion, it's what makes people very distrustful of the world in general, is that everybody wants to take something from you. Not everybody. Like myself, I'm trying to go against the grain here by, well, I mean, like doing all my videos and stuff like that. If you go to the YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, I've done like something like 219, 216 videos or something like that. And a lot of them, public meetings, protests and things of that nature, interviewing activists, ambushing politicians, yada, yada. You know, I wasn't being paid. I did it because I wanted to give something back to my community. My community has been completely decimated, completely decimated. And not in any type of, you know, destruction type thing. I'm talking about the actual real sense of community. Gone, you know. Nobody knows their neighbours. In a real crisis, everybody's just going to, boom. I mean, nothing. No fallbacks. Nobody knows each other. But, you know, just like it happened in Christchurch, even though people didn't know each other in the suburbs there, because, you know, this is the same phenomenon everywhere. Does anybody even know their neighbours? You know, put your hand up if you know your neighbours. You're probably the odd one out. You know, unless, of course, you've been living there, like, all your life or something. Or, or had some exact reason to go over there. Because you know, predominantly people just kind of, when they come home, it's their escape from the world. Like, great, I'm home. I don't have to deal with anything. I'm going to kick back and I'm going to relax and nobody has to give me any grief. You know, that's what home should feel like, isn't it? But instead of saying, hey, there's probably a whole bunch of cool people that live just around the corner from me, and I'll probably never meet them unless I go and do that right now. So I'll go do that right now. Doesn't happen, does it? Imagine if it did, though. What kind of a community spirit would spring from just one person just giving out everything? Okay, that's what I try to do with my videos, my radio show. I'm just trying to give everything that I can. And I'm not 100% sure that my generosity or whatever you want to call it, civic duty. I don't know what it is. Gets returned. I'm not 100% sure if it will be, but I feel better giving it out anyway, because I believe that's the right thing to do. Is that you shouldn't expect rewards for things. You need to work and manufacture your own rewards in themselves. Everything else is extra. Now, the life that we choose to live, I mean, I live in apartheid New Zealand, where just yesterday, a big peaceful hikoi, which is a big march, those of you unfamiliar with the language of Māori, I can't say that I'm terribly familiar with it either, but the organiser of a hikoi march peacefully down Auckland's Queen Street today says the new foreshore seabed legislation breaches the Treaty of Waitangi. It's like our constitution kind of thing, founding document. The hikoi of about 100 people left Cape Reinga on Monday and today crossed the Auckland Harbour Bridge by car convoy before continuing on foot along Queen Street. Well, you know, foreshore seabed bill, basically the same thing that's happening to everything else in the country. They're just going to give it all to private contractors or private interests. Bye. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. Back in a moment. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration from GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. And thank you very much to all the people that have joined us in the Skype chat there, joining in the in the madness, what little there is. Well, you know, if you want to search for madness, hey, all you got to do is look around you and know what you're looking for. Speaking of the Japan quake, madness, Panic buying adds to shortages after Japan quake. It's from a AP business writer, Yuri Kakiyama. A notice is posted at a drugstore in Mitaka on the outskirts of Tokyo Monday, March 14th, 2011. Following Friday's massive earthquake and the ensuing tsunami, the sign reads, tissue, battery, water and pocket warmer are sold out. A notice is posted at a drugstore in Mitaka on the outskirts of Tokyo Monday, March 14, 2011, following the earthquake, saying that all the canned goods, bread, bottled water are all out. All right, they've all vanished from store shelves. Long lines of cars are circling gas stations, something like a couple of kilometres long, these gas stations are going on. And it's being rationed, of course. You can only buy about half a tank of gas. So you have to wait in line for 3 hours to get half a tank of gas. That's pretty inconvenient. As Japan grapples with a new risk set off by last week's earthquake, tsunami, and ensuing nuclear crisis, panic buying. All right, yeah, because it's such a bad idea to run out and get food and supplies and water and essential amenities because there's a freaking nuclear crisis. It's going to, like, blow up everything around it and contaminate everything else. Panic buying. Oh, that's the thing to fear. Far outside the disaster zone, stores are running out of necessities, raising government fears that hoarding may hurt the delivery of emergency food aid to those who really need it. The situation is hysterical, said Tamonao Matsuo, spokesperson for instant noodle maker Nissin Foods, which donated 1 million items, including its cup noodles, for disaster relief. People feel safer just by buying cup noodles. Companies trying to boost production despite earthquake damage that closed down its facilities in Ibaraki Prefecture until Tuesday. Now, it's not the only place that's selling out of essential amenities and things like that, man. Is it? No, by a long shot. The United States stores are now selling out of iodine supplements. Mm-hmm. Selling out. You cannot get them, but soon enough, you might actually be able to purchase some from New Zealand from the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And we'll see what we can do to help you up there in the United States, give you half off your shipping, because it'll get there in about 5 to 10 business days or something, you know. So it's just something to be very wary of. That this is a relatively dangerous situation, and you want to be getting ponchos for your children, you know, made of plastic or whatever. You don't want to have anybody, like, doing snow fights or splashing around in puddles or anything like that. You need to, like, water down your pets and wash your clothing and stuff like that. Water them down whenever you come home from, and I'm not joking here. Unless, of course, you're keen on thyroid cancer. Or something else. And this is just for a few areas, of course, you know, like the western seaboard of the United States. But then, of course, there's the nuclear contamination of the water making its way into the kelp supply and then drifting around, and all the radioactive particulates that have made it onto the kelp and all of that kind of stuff. You know, it dries on the beach or whatever and blows around and dustifies. It's... something that's really going to affect in some way, shape, or form everybody. Okay, so let's count the crises. We've got a massive food shortage crisis. Russia's not selling any of their wheat, biggest wheat seller in the thing. Yes, that should kind of pick up your interest. $1.4 quadrillion of derivatives coming economic crisis. Food, no. Oil crisis, $200 a barrel of oil to be coming up. Plus, a earthquake crisis pretty much everywhere. And, of course, the big old whammy, fabulous nuclear crisis. So that's quite a cacophony of crisis. Don't you feel like the whole world is just going to Shiite Muslim?
hey, it could be worse. You could be dead already. And I'm thankful for every day I'm still alive. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with ghouls. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Women and children, frontline, log on, tune in, stand and be counted. In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. Got a little bit of a video to play for you, a real quick one, just in this short segment. It's entitled Cover Up is Going On in Tokyo and Washington. This is an information spectacular. I invite you to listen.
Your Honor, are you confident that the Japanese government will be very transparent, very cooperative with the nuclear watchdog of the United Nations, and namely IAEA? What do you think of the issue of transparency? Do you think to avoid furthering the impact and the panic that might be caused?
Well, this is sadly the case. I said that the Japanese nuclear program, one of the major builders of nuclear power plants is Toshiba Westinghouse, a U.S.-Japanese joint company. And the problem here is that the United States, when they sent over their planning team, they did not send anyone from their nuclear safety agency or from the Department of Energy. They sent members of the USAID, which is basically intelligence officials. So already the cover-up is going on at very high level in Washington and Tokyo. And the cover-up does extend not only to geopolitical issues, to technical issues, but also, we have Misawa Air Base was hit in the affected area up north Aomori Prefecture. And this is the main espionage reconnaissance base with huge antennas, PC Orion aircraft that China's had.
Very quickly, UH, excuse me, UH, very quickly, what do you think of in relationship with the possible cover-up by the Nawukan authorities, do you think the power base of the current Japanese government will be seriously shaken and the approval rating will drop even further?
Oh, yeah. I mean, last night, the mayor of Suruga City, which is the site of the Monju plutonium breeder plant, and many other officials from other nuclear towns, they protested. They had a meeting with Japan's National Industrial Safety Agency requesting a full investigation and to stop the cover-up. So we have mayors in cities who are openly challenging the Khan government and know what's going on. These people have struggled for years over these issues. And Khan has come out as very weak. His response is that the Japanese people should just stay indoors and hide away. This is no national response. It's the local governors and even our...
Thank you very much, George.
...have acted in a better way.
Thanks a lot for your insightful views and your time.
So you can see we're not being told the full truth. And conveniently, though, alternative media has stepped into action, like they always seem to do, and gotten the panic button pressed. And now, conveniently enough,
People are scrambling all over the place to get themselves protection from radiation, things like this. Mike Adams from Natural News, the health ranger, has this to say. Things are getting far worse in Japan as of writing this. A partial or total nuclear meltdown seems increasingly likely. Nuclear engineers have essentially surrendered to the laws of physics now at the Fukushima power plant and pulled all the workers off the site. Now it's just a matter of watching and praying. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. Back in a moment.
Yeah, yeah, and no one like me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations, you made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah,
but I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know? Like this, like this, like this. Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check to the mic, check. A 1-2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet? Nowadays, everybody wanna talk. We got some subscribe. Ain't got nothing when I'm up in the live. It came from when you feeling.
Welcome
vibe,
back, no ladies and gentlemen. We're keeping it bangster. Rockefeller in the hizzle. Oh, there was a young man from Fukushima. He watched the tsunami take his town to the cleaners. He was a good dancer, but now he's got cancer because he didn't take iodine. the thyroid. Speaking of the nightmare warning to Japan, this is Japan's worst nuclear nightmare coming to life. You know, I mean, like Godzilla ain't got nothing on this. At least Godzilla, you could shoot at him. This stuff, you know, you just kind of have to live with it for the next couple of thousand years. Yep. But, you know, when this happened in the Ukraine, people just kind of grew their crops anyway and just ate the radioactive crops and died of cancer. Mm-hmm. And this is like, I don't know, some people, the numbers are ranging from a wide thing. You know. Conservatively, thousands of times worse than Chernobyl. Well, you know, and I believe Bob Nichols from Veterans Today said it was like more like a million times worse. Million times worse. So, wow. It's pretty rough, man. And this raises, again, the whole nuclear power issue. Conveniently, I live in a country where even if we do have a massive earthquake, the worst we've got is buildings being flattened and a few people being killed. Whereas we don't have the added wild card of nuclear apocalypse. What I'm quite grateful of. But unfortunately, because everybody else isn't afraid of their nuclear apocalypse, which is why, incidentally, you know, for some reason they always build all these massive nuclear facilities on fault lines in all their wisdom. Because they've all done that, it means that New Zealand may not escape. In fact, Australia will get the worst of this, I'm hearing. Something about the Australians means that they don't trust the Japanese. Might have been because they bombed them way back in the day. But I don't think there's that old grudge going on. It's more just the fact that the Japanese government lies to the Australian government all the time. Hey, but hey, back up the truck here. governments always lie to each other, don't they? Then they call that espionage, spying, whatever. But what happens when your governments are in collusion together, secretly? What if they meet behind closed doors? Hey, wait, they all do. That's right. Closed sessions of the G8 going on in Japan, in Tokyo, the day of the quake. What an interesting coincidence. And I mean that genuinely, because, you know, there'd be no reason to, you know, speculate and remain credible that, incidentally, all these big meetings and big wigs seem to be in massive quake areas when they happen. You know, same was true of Christchurch, about 9 congressmen and a few other people. Big sis, as they're calling her now, the don't ask, don't tell version of have you got any rights? And it's like, no, I don't have any rights. Please just enslave me, and I'm going to just report on everybody else like a government snitch should. Thank you. Big sis, Janet Napolitano, was also supposed to be in Christchurch for the quake, but unfortunately a single agent happened to be killed on the day before, so she couldn't come down. But the 9 U.S. congressmen and heads of FEMA and U.S. Homeland Security managed to make it down, and they also left about 2 hours before the quake hit. it's just coincidence, though, I assure you. You know, there's nothing sinister going on. Governments don't, you know, keep secrets from their people, do they? Have you seen that movie, Alien versus Predator Requiem? There's a scene in it near the end where everybody's being told to, like, gather in the middle of town for their pickup, that kind of thing, when the reality is the government was just going to nuke them. And people are getting into the back of this APC to get out of the town and go in the opposite direction. And she says, oh, well, but the government doesn't lie to people. And I was in the movie theater when this happened. Everybody laughed. As you would. Because it's such an inane statement to assume that the government's actually honest about anything. But, you know, people don't, I don't know, maybe people have just lost their suspicion of powerful characters because they just kind of don't want to look. You know, they don't want to see what people's deep, intricate connections to industry are. And they don't want to try and find out what was said in secret meetings behind closed doors where media is barred. You know, they don't want to know. Why would they? You know, if I needed to know about it, they'd tell me, right? It's like, nah, no, they wouldn't, mate. Not if they're trying to frickin' scam you. Information is power and timing is key. If you have the right information, you can know what time to strike, where to go, what to do. But most people don't want to be informed. And I would suggest that that's not their own fault, solely, of course. There's been copious quantities of monstrous tactics that have been implemented to pretty much dumb everybody down, get them to work longer hours for less pay, get really upset with the, shall we call it, current way things are, and then completely apathetic because it just seems to be getting worse. It's a pretty self-evident truth, isn't it? That if you were to put up with that, you'd be pretty foolish. Imagine if you were in a relationship with somebody and they kept costing you more money. They kept asking you for more and more and more, and they never bring anything good to the table. And they don't do any of their chores. They don't do anything. What kind of a relationship is that? That's a relationship where you are being used. Okay? And I'm sure there's many people out there who've been in a relationship like that. And it's not fun if you're the one who's being used. But oh, it's a heck of a lot of fun if you're the user, isn't it? Yeah, because it's just morally reprehensible to be the other guy. You know, we've all got these kind of dark sides in them, and the only reason why any of these people wind up getting elected is because they let the dark side rule them. you know, the Skywalker sense of the word.
Luke, I am your congressman.
I am your congressman. Yeah. Just as likely to kill you, I think. Hey, you know how they said that the pen is mightier than the sword? And now I say how the camera is mightier than the pen. The legislature is mightier than the nuclear holocaust. Oh, wait, maybe that's wishful thinking. But they could certainly bring one about by having no zoning laws in Japan, for example. Today we received word from an inside source in Tokyo. He told us that the Fukushima nuclear plant is now basically a dirty bomb just waiting to go off. Meanwhile, online sellers of potassium iodide supplements are now engaged in widespread price gouging and profiteering. Report by Ethan Huff exposes these highly unethical pricing practices that seek to exploit fear for obscene profits. And as a service to those who are desperate to get sources of iodine before the possibility of a nuclear fallout event, which could strike the US West Coast, put together an article that highlights natural sources of iodine in foods and superfoods, many of which should be able to, you could get at your local health food stores if you hurry. I'm talking a lot about sea vegetables, seafood, ones that aren't contaminated by radiation yet. And soon they all will be. No, I'm just kidding. That's fear-mongering. And Dr. Mark Circus brings us an informative story today on using iodine to prevent damage from radiation exposure and getting the facts you need to know. Go to naturalnews.com and click on iodine radiation, or you can just find the article at gorillamedia.co.nz. Search the headline, Japan's Nuclear Nightmare Warning from Natural News. Just Japan's Nuclear Nightmare Guerrilla Media. That should get you. That should get it through on Google, because we definitely want the Fed spying on us even more to see what kind of stuff we're going out. Because, hey, they've got family in the line of fire too, and they might get really upset at the fact that they might all be about to die while Barack H. O'Barry is around commenting on basketball. In his own words, it's a convenient distraction from the crisis. And there's articles coming out, people saying, oh, this crisis isn't that bad. And the frickin' Surgeon General of the United States comes out and says, just as precaution, you might want to buy some iodine. It's probably a good idea. All right? I mean, come on, man. Seriously, put one and one together. If you're too silly for two and two. Yeah, Natural News is evidently working round the clock. And who knows, I'll try and contact Mike Adams and see if we can get him on this show as well, because I think everybody really would really benefit from his take on things, because he's, man, he's been working real, real hard to save a lot of people's lives. Naturalnews.com is just an absolutely fabulous website. We do steal their articles from time to time. But fact of the matter is, in any kind of crisis, okay, it's just prudent to be prepared, you know? It's not fear-mongering if you're trying to just, you know, save people's lives. Saying, look, crisis is pretty bad. We're not going to lie about it. There are some things that can help you through it. And you'd encourage you to get that. Unless, of course, you prefer thyroid cancer. But that's a... I think that might actually be kind of breaching broadcasting standards or something like that. Buy this or you get thyroid cancer? Is that what natural health has been reduced to? These scalping sons of BOs? What the heck, man? I thought, you know, I should know better, shouldn't I? To have trusted that all natural health therapists are very good, nice, decent people. Heck no. The opportunity to make a quick buck, if it's there, everybody has a breaking point, man. Everybody. And if there aren't enough supplies anyway, why not? You know, that's the justification. Why not? And you know what's interesting is that when people try to justify doing something terrible and they use the phrase, why not, They treat it as a rhetorical question. It is not a rhetorical question. You're actually supposed to answer it. Okay, why should I not do this? Because it's wrong to take advantage of people that are in a vulnerable situation. And go, oh, okay, that's one. Why else should I not do this? Well, everybody will really hate you, and you'll get an awful lot of bad press about it, and you might have to, and you might lose your business. And you go, okay, that's two. Give me another reason. You know, they just keep asking for reasons because they don't want the answer. Really, they just want the money. Hey, but, you know, if I was to come up with the answer for everything, wouldn't I be a real crazy person? You know, somebody thinks I got the answers for everything. That was, I mean, seriously. I meet people at protests, things like that. And they tell me, oh, you're Mr. News, eh? Oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. I have the solution for everything. I was like, sure you do, mate. What have you accomplished so far? Well, I'm thinking about getting a meeting together. So you've got the solution to everything, and what you've accomplished so far is thinking about getting a meeting together, right? And this is the thing. People blow their own accomplishments out of proportion to justify doing nothing. You know, to justify doing nothing. You know, I once upon a time did such and such and such and such and such. Yeah, but you ain't doing jack now, homeboy. What are you, some one-trick pony? Didn't you remember to put yourself out to stud? Come on. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You can't just ride on one accomplishment your entire life, or even a couple of dozen or something, you know? Stay active. If you're good at what you do, keep doing it by all means. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Now, P.S., speaking of what you got to lose, considering cancer and, you know, dying from radiation and stuff, chlorella helps rid the body of radiation after exposure, but that's with asterisks, okay? So it's not exactly the thing, and you should definitely consult your health professionals before you make any product purchase, okay? Don't just, you know, say, oh, Vinny said it, so I'm going to do it. No, for F's sake. Just make sure you do your research and your homework before you go spending your money on anything. Doesn't matter how big an emergency it seems, okay, you've still got that extra 5 minutes to make a phone call so that you can make an informed choice, okay? Just take some responsibility. That's the problem with people who listen to radio and television for their news and information. They then go on what it tells them and don't fact-check anything. You know, I would wager beyond a doubt that most of the people who listen to this show don't actually do a Google search about all the information and research and everything like that I've talked out. You know, maybe a few items here or there that are of particular interest to you. You might search up on it, but on the whole, you kind of do just sit back and listen. And that's how I listen to radio. You know, I listen to it because I like it. And if the outcome, the consequence is incredibly important to me, then I'll go and fact check it. Otherwise, you know, I treat it as, well, that's what I've heard. And if many other people come up to me and say the exact same thing, and it's from different sources, then it gives it a bit more credibility. But if somebody comes around with one piece of evidence that blows it away completely, I'm just like, well, that's definitely not something I'm going to be believing in no more. You know? And it's just the thing. You know, you don't have to believe in anything, really. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. I don't have to believe in anything, but I believe in you, the listeners, because I think that you're actually capable of overthrowing tyranny, surviving any crisis, and having a fabulous golden age of humanity. How's that for a slice of fried gold? Hey, cheers. We'll see you back after the break.
About there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Oh, you've seen it before, all right. Oh, mate. Hey, well, I've been getting some interesting feedback, and it's part of the cool part of the show, really, is that people from all over the world, and so far my theory that 99% of people in the world are good people has not been disproven. Only 1% of people are kind of, you know, yeah. But one such a person is a YouTube user called Just Blurt, and he sent me a little thing earlier today. He subscribed to me on YouTube, and I sent him back this this list of advice of, you know, how to expand and grow your YouTube channel and such. Then my somewhat fabulous producer authored, and he said, "I'm not really sure what direction to go with my channel yet, so you know, many people cover so many things. First I thought about putting up all my artwork, but for that I found myfolio.com." Well, I actually looked at that. It was an interesting site, man. Very, very cool. Put up all your work, man. Heck yeah. I think that all artists should really digitize their work and just get it out there, because it's no good, you know, having a really massively awesome painting that you just kind of keep under wraps somewhere, you know? I mean, what good is the beauty of that painting to the world if you just keep it locked away? And he says he's still working on Tesla-type energy devices, but nothing has worked good enough yet to post the goal, for that is to power an indoor garden. I'm getting close, thanks to all the people on YouTube, and as soon as something lasts more than a couple of hours, I'll upload the how-to so everyone can use the idea. Just made me think of a show topic for you, if you haven't already done it. Tesla, JP Morgan, and fractionalized silver. And why do we not have free energy? I've only heard a few people do things about that, and people need to know. So, you know, bear in mind, I really do enjoy it when people come up with stuff for us to cover on this show, stuff that's important to them. I mean, just remember, I mean, the show kind of, I do pretty much everything, you know, but other people contribute in their own way. Our fabulous producer, our board op, and, of course, the amazing people at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And, of course, all the listeners who and we appreciate all the donations we've been getting, and particularly the subscriptions. If you go to theVinnieEastwoodShow.com and click on the subscribe button, donate us $5 New Zealand dollars. I think it's like $3.50 US or something a week, so that we've got some kind of funding base, so we can cover all our costs and expand the show in every conceivable direction, in a viral type pattern. Would really appreciate it if you go to theVinnieEastwoodShow.com and subscribe. I assure you. And the point of the show, essentially, is just to kind of get the words out that people don't ordinarily hear, at the very least, preferably stuff that you've never heard of before. And quite frankly, there's a lot of knowledge on this earth, much of it unknown to most people. So there's a pretty good chance of that happening. But YouTube user Just Blurt, B-L-I-R-T, one word, goes on to say, "You guys are such an inspiration, going out like you do to bring information to the world that is otherwise kept from all of us
out here, and now I just want to do my part to help let people know what's really going on in my part of the world, because this is where I can help. And so that's exactly right. Wherever, do what you're familiar with. All right, seriously, don't try and save the world, because if you've never traveled the world, if you're unfamiliar with the world, go with what you're familiar with. Go where you will be probably most effective. That's in your own community, in your own cities, your own country. Generally, you know, expand out where you can, but, you know, don't lose sight of where you are and what you're doing. Very foolish notion indeed. He goes on to say, I walk everywhere I go. So I talk to people everywhere I go, but I don't know how much good this is doing. And I comment on YouTube videos, but hardly ever get much more than a sub for sub instead of whatever it is that I can expect as a response. I really care about the planet and want nothing more than a future for my son, so he can eat the fish from the lake or the rivers and just anything he wants without worry of anything being in it that shouldn't be just safe food. And check out Freeman Dyson, Not Global Warming. And, yeah, definitely going to be checking this up, man. Sorry to ramble, but you are a huge confidence booster for me, and I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep up the good work. Peace. You know, oh, the warm fuzzies. No, seriously. It's not the reason. It's not the reason you do it, but it helps. And I'm really, really concerned, right, that I'll become so full of myself, become like anti everybody else, totally sociopathic, not listening to anybody, taking full control, like I am the God Master, or some, you know, going crazy, basically. I think whenever you get too full of yourself, that's exactly what happens, because, you know, you forget about everybody else. You're going off in your own little world. The world doesn't exist just for you. All right, there are innumerable influences. Some people like to try and keep it simple, and I say, well, the reason why everything's so effed up is because you've tried to keep it simple so long that you've forgotten how complicated everything really is. You've forgotten how everything ties together. You've forgotten about influence. You've forgotten to see that all this has been done before. But there is a growing movement out there, and me and my producer were talking before the show today, and we were debating about, I don't think we were debating, we were kind of like looking at these comments that we get, these donations we're getting, and we're like, wow, man, we actually are doing something good. Maybe we are making a difference. Maybe people do listen to the show because they really like it, because it makes them feel better. Isn't that awesome? And it's just like, yeah. That's really awesome, man. I get to, you know, get on the microphone for a couple of hours a day and enrich people's lives. What greater reward is there? I suppose there's levels and quantifications that need to be debated into, but, you know, we're expanding in various areas. I mean, if anybody out there knows a good radio station in your neck of the woods that might just carry the show, send us an email. Tell us about them. We'll approach that radio station and see if we can get it on air at a station near you. Okay? You know, everybody contributes to the show in their own way, and it is all the richer for it. You know, I had a comment from the listener, Tom, in Texas, who called up yesterday. He listens to a show in the morning, which gets him all paranoid and freaked out. And then he listens to the Vinny Eastwood show in the afternoon to laugh it off. I thought that was great. And I had another listener out in, what's the place up in Canada? It's an island, Montreal Island, something like that. I forget. I'm so terrible. I'm from New Zealand. My geography should be better. And one time, I think I was on the Freeman show, and I was talking about the three worst words that you can ever hear. It's I don't care. And, of course, before saying that, we were talking about how there's so much crisis everywhere and stuff's so depressing and everybody's got it real rough. And this listener was thinking exactly that, those three words. He's thinking, you know what? I don't care. I don't care. And then when I said it, he really sat up in his chair. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I said, if you don't care, then what are you doing? You know, go swallow the stuff under the sink or something. You know, you have to care. The only reason why anything's so crap is because you didn't. And he told me, I had a Skype call with him and his mate for about an hour, I think. And he told me that it was like the universe works in mysterious ways. And on that particular day, it was as if the universe was speaking to him through me. And I was like, oh, man, that's so choice. That's very nice. So it would be easy, I'd imagine. Like, let's say, for example, everybody thought that. Like, everybody thought that I was like the greatest influence in their life and whatever. And it was just like, man, that'd be really sick. Because one thing I really like about the show is not just the great feedback we get, but the negative feedback we get. Oh, mate, that's the stuff I really love, because I learn new things. No, seriously. A lot of people will call up, and they'll even start off the conversation with me insulting me, calling me a tinfoil hat wearer and such like that. And by the end of a two-hour conversation across Skype, we realize that we're very gentlemanly, we like the idea of facts and evidence, and we can agree on a lot of stuff. And he's going to be a guest on my show. You know, it's like I said, man, the universe works in mysterious ways. And for some reason, I find myself pushing outwards as hard and as fast as I can, because I want to get as much accomplished with this show, with Guerrilla Media, with my community, with my country, and with the world as I possibly can in the short time that I'm here. And considering Japan's nuclear crisis, that time might be drawing short indeed. Oh, no, this is the apocalypse. Hey, wait a second. Isn't the idea of apocalypse or end of the world come up an awful lot lately? How many freaking movies are there out there about the gosh dang end of the freaking world, man? And so when it finally comes, everybody's really, really worked up about it. I don't know, do you notice panic in the streets? Do you notice people running around, waving their arms in the air, screaming, oh, crap, we're going to die? No! Everybody's just kind of ready for it, you know? They're like, oh, well, you know, I've seen this 100 times, we're going to die anyway. And maybe that's the correct response. Maybe it's that kind of calmness that needs to be instilled in people now. The end of the world's come around many times, but we're still here. We're still here. Okay? And even if it was the end of the world, doesn't matter. Right? Because it's the end of the world. There's nothing more to worry about. There's no work. You know, there's no more bills to pay. There's no more rent. There's no more kids fighting in the back seat of your car while you're trying to take them to school. There's no more McDonald's. There's no more David Rockefeller. Although, of course, the McDonald's have built their own underground base, so they'll all be safe, so they'll emerge after the nuclear holocaust. Because if there's anything that can survive a nuclear holocaust, it's McDonald's! And Walmart will join them. They'll move all their manufacturing to China. Oh wait, they already have. You know, like I always tell everybody, no matter how bad things get, even if it is, you know, just don't worry. It's just the end of the world. You know, plenty of things that are worse than that, like George W. Bush being president. But you've already gone through that. You survived, didn't you? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio and the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. The one thing I need to know, whose side he wants.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
Bloodlust and desire, carefree and individualized. The colors of your power, let love come shining through your eyes. We can be. We can be more than ever people, more than ever people, more than ever people.
And welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and, incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, which, incidentally, has had the most amount of hits in its history in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. What I'm really enjoying, and I kind of want to take stock of the situation, you know, where is the show today? I just kind of give people a brief update. I mean, we started last year, I think around June, was it? Something like that. Go to the American Freedom Radio Show, American Freedom Radio Show archives there, and have a listen. Now, you'll kind of see this progression. I mean, I'm not sure if everybody's seen it, but I've certainly noticed that my manner on air has improved, mostly due to the great mentorship that I've been getting from many people and all the radio shows that have been kind enough to invite me on and treat me with such dignity and respect, which maybe I don't deserve. But there's plenty of disrespectful and disingenuous people out there that I encounter, so it's okay. The equation is balanced. But, you know, we've interviewed more Kiwi activists than any other show in history. Right, and that may sound like a bold claim, but it's actually not that hard to do, because nobody has ever actually tried to go after that. You know, it's like winning one of those Guinness World Records where it's like this really obscure thing to do kind of thing, so it's actually not that difficult if you're like the only person who can be bothered actually bothering to do it, you know? And that's the position I found myself in a few years ago when I was just, you know, frustrated with the media, but every complaint that comes against it falls on deaf ears, obviously. And so I gave up my day job. I got $11,900 worth of shopping vouchers as a bonus for 1 month's very, very, very good work, working for a telecommunications corporation. And I haven't had a day job ever since. And currently, at this position in the show, we're really relying on the listenership to kind of support us by donating, by subscribing. Because it is, it can be pretty costly. A lot of these things, you know, internet bills aren't cheap, and they seem to be getting worse every day. Electricity, fuel, the cost of living, it's all going up, you know, and every bit of support counts. You know, 500 people subscribe, give me $5 a week. That's $500 a week that we can use. Okay. That's megaphones we can purchase, you know? What I really want is like a giant megaphone, something that will hurt small children. You know? Imagine my voice behind a megaphone! Roar! You know, I've got the loudest lungs and everything that you'd ever conceive of, you know? I can get a message out there, boy. Oh, I tell you. And I don't actually need a megaphone, you know? I mean, several times going down Queen Street at other protests where the people with the megaphones are being drowned out by me. And I'm leading the chanting, you know, it happens. Every bit of donations that we get go into sustaining our cost to support the show, you know, paying for the websites, paying for our internet connections, paying to get out to film particular political events that are of great importance, you know. Equipment. I must have, I've received a lot of donations and pretty much I'd say about 90% of donations has gone on equipment, you know, because we are living in a world where traditional media is dying, it means that you kind of need everything at your fingertips. So you can kind of be a mobile studio. You can just pack up all your stuff and you can go to a particular location, a new house, and as long as you've got an internet connection, you are then able to start broadcasting right away. You know, you don't need huge amounts of installation because you can take everything with you. And that's one of the things that I really try to bring about as often as possible, is being completely self-sufficient with equipment, because it allows you to do more things. You know, HD handy cams, great piece of equipment. You can make amazing things with that. Okay, a professional quality microphone, amazing things you can do with that. Okay, every dollar really counts to improve the quality of the show, to improve its influence, and to help get the word out there. As does every single Facebook post that you click the I like button on, every single comment that you put on the website, every tiny little bit counts. You know, you ever see an ant? You know, you see what those little buggers accomplish together. You know, they're pretty hardcore, man. You know, don't F with them. but it's great, isn't it? And, you know, of recent days, in the last week or two particularly, everything seems to be going really well. Really well. As in surprisingly. And I'm always pleasantly surprised. Always. Because I don't have a day job, and yet somehow, through some act of will, sheer will, and the copious amounts of work that I put into the show, do all the archives, build the website and all of that, she keeps on going. She keeps on trucking. And I hope to be here to serve my community and all the listenership for as long as humanly possible. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. If you'd like to be a collaborator and be able to post articles on that website, you can message me through GorillaMedia.co.nz. Just click on Mr. News. You can see me there. And we'll get it all sorted out for you so we can create a nice little feed of contributing information from all over the world, good articles, so people can stay well informed about what's going on in their communities and their neck of the woods as much as we can, as around the world it should be. Thanks very much for listening to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot express in words, and I've got a big vocabulary, how much I appreciate your support. We'll be back tomorrow.